Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Shviyas Daf Chaf, and we're starting near the top of the Amud with the brand new Halacha, Halacha Beis, and in the Vilna Tzurus Daf, it's on Zayin Amud Aleph, and today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas, Mars Merim Sarabas, Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And I'm Yisrael, and these are Yeshu Gedailas. Let's not forget about Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, Hanusunim Matzar Vashivya, and let's daven and learn B'schusam, and for the Gula Shleim of Amites, B'mher V'yomenu. And this Mishnah continues talking about storing fertilizer in a field on Shemitah. The Mishnah tells us, Aisa Adam Esadeu, Shalash Ashpasa, Isla Beis Sa, a person can store three piles of fertilizer in his field, which is the size of a beis saw, meaning every beis saw is allowed to have three piles of fertilizer. Yoishamekan, more than that, the proper girsa is mutter. He's even allowed to add more than that. That's what Reb Shimon says. And we read Reb Shimon's opinion at the end of the previous Mishnah, and the Gemara is going to address why we have to bring his opinion here again. Bachamim, the Chamim say, no, if he wants to add more than that, either has to put it three tefachim into the ground, which means he would have to dig a hole that's three tefachim deep and then add more, or he'd have to elevate it three tefachim above the ground, which means he'd have to put on some sort of platform above the ground. And this is referring to where he's adding more piles, not more onto each pile, but he wants to have more than three piles, so then he has to do this according to the Chachamim. Another din the Mishnah tells us, a person could pile all of his zevel, all of his fertilizer together in one big oitzer, in one big storage pile. Now Rav Meir says, if he wants to do this, it has to be either three tefachim into the ground or three tefachim above the ground, and we're going to learn in the Gemara that means that he's piling all three of these piles together and then adding more on top of that. Now another din, let's say has only a little bit, he's allowed to continue adding on to it. However, Blazer ben Azariah asers this, again, until he either puts it three tefachim into the ground, or he puts it three tefachim above the ground, or he has to place it onto a rock, where it's obviously not on the field, he's not going to be fertilizing a rock, and then it would be okay. I think Mara asked on the first part of the Mishnah, of Lamat Tanisa Trein Zimnin. Why is it that we had to mention this twice? Why do we mention in this Mishnah, and at the end of the previous Mishnah, the Reb Shimon allows adding on to the Zevel? So Rav Yirmiyah answers, which means the only thing that we learned from the previous Mishnah in Shitas Reb Shimon is that it's mutter to make more than three piles. However, it would be mashma from there that each needs to be a minimum of 10. However, from here we learn that even if each pile is less than 10, it's okay. And Tani Kane al Reb Shimon, a brayso was taught on that which Reb Shimon said, as long as each pile doesn't have less than three buckets. Meaning, even though in this Mishnah we're learning that according to Reb Shimon, he's even allowed to put less than 10 buckets per pile, each pile still has to have at least a minimum of three. And when the Mishnah says v'cham oisin v'cham aser, that means that they aser in both scenarios of Reb Shimon. That not only is a person not allowed to have more than three piles, but each pile has to be at least a minimum of 10 buckets, and it's not allowed to be three. Now we go on to discuss the next part of the Mishnah that had said a person could make all of his zevel one oitzar, whereas Reb Meir said he's not allowed to do that unless he puts a three tefachim in the ground or three tefachim above the ground. Now we clarify shitas Reb Meir, but oisin yoisir mikishir. That's referring to where he's making more than the shear, which means when there's more than 30 buckets of zevel in the same pile, that's also according to Mayor, unless he's going to put a three tefachim above or below. Aval b'kashir, however, it's going to be the shear, meaning he's going to make a massive pile of 30 buckets. Again, that's all three piles combined into one. So b'shalashim b'kamis mutter b'makam echel kol shekein. If he's allowed to do it in three different places, wouldn't he be allowed to do it in one place? And now going on to the last part of Mishnah, ha'yalei davar mu'ad v'chulu, Reb Elazar ben Azariah v'chulu. So we said if he has a little bit, he can continue adding on. And Reb Elazar ben Azariah said that no, it has to be either above three or below three or on a rock, and he's not allowed to do this. Now, what exactly is this referring to? So we're told this pasul train psarin. There's two different explanations for what this part of the Mishnah means. Either it can mean Mishayeloi Davar Muat Besaych, here's the proper Girsa, Besoy Beshvias, that he has a little bit of fertilizer inside his house on Shemitah. So according to the Tanakama, he's allowed to bring that little bit out into his field on Shemitah, and a reason why all of Ahilech, he can continue adding on as he gets more fertilizer. Misha Pasqua Avda Avaida, that's obviously once Avda Avaida stopped doing their work, so then he could bring this little bit out and continue adding on. However, Blazer Ben Azariah Iser, and Matam under Blazer Ben Azariah, what's Blazer Ben Azariah's reasoning? Because Shemel Yim Soli Zavel, perhaps he's not going to find any more fertilizer, and if he brings out just this little bit, Benim Zabal Soy Samakim, it's going to turn out that he was Mizabal that place of his field. Apostle Pasach Chayyim gave another explanation to this. The proper gear is Sadeu Erev Shvias. We're talking about we already had a little bit of fertilizer in his field on Erev Shemitah. And he wants to add on more onto this pile on Shemitah. So according to the Tanakama, he's allowed to continue adding on to this little bit that's already in his field once Avdei Avaida stopped doing the work. And Reb Elazar ben Azariah answers this. What's Reb Elazar ben Azariah's reasoning? And the answer is maybe he's not going to find any more fertilizer. and it's going to turn out that he's fertilizing this place that he's bringing more fertilizer out into, and he's not bringing out enough. Asking more of Loikvar, who Mezobel Me'Erev is, isn't already considered fertilized Erev Shemitah? Because we're talking about where it already was in his field before Shemitah. So that area where the fertilizer was already was fertilized Erev Shemitah. So why is he not allowed to bring out more and put it on that spot, which has already been fertilized? So the answer is, and we add in the following word, Tana Rav Ba, in the name of Yirmiya, who says the name of Bon Bar Chiyo, says B'Shem Rav Ba Bar Mamol, V'Pnei Maris Ha'ayin, Ad Shiyotzi Asr Mashbelas Ka'achas. It's a problem of Maris Ayin until he brings out 10 buckets all at once. In other words, we don't care so much about whether or not his field is being fertilized. The problem is Maris Ayin. If he only brings out a little bit, so it looks like he's trying to fertilize his field. Whereas if he's bringing out 10 buckets all at once to pile in a big pile, so there's no Maris Ayin because it's clear that he's just trying to store it there and he's not trying to fertilize his field. Asking more of a lesser Rabbanim B'nai Maris Ayin, the Rabbanim don't hold this problem of Maris Ayin and they allow him to bring it out a little bit at a time. So Amar Vidi de Chotra, or Vidi of Chotra answers, Sali, my grefa mechichan olav shu oisa ashba. His basket and his shovel are showing about him, they're just trying to do it for storage. Since he has his basket and his shovel right next to each other, and they're near the pile, so it's obvious that he's not trying to fertilize his field. He has his basket and his shovel ready over there to shovel more fertilizer when he gets a hold of it. So that's why, according to Rabbanon, there's no issue of Meyer sign over here. We're going to stop for the day, but pick up tomorrow and continue to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.